The chairperson of the African Union, João Lourenço, said in Malabo that the government of Angola, in coordination with the United Nations General Assembly and the African Union, will organize a conference in New York to address the conflict and peace in Africa. President João Lourenço said that the idea is to bring together African head of state and government to discuss the topic. According to João Lourenço, who was speaking at the opening session of the 7th edition of the biennial coordination meeting, the aim focus should be on the issue of peace as a mandatory and essential asset for the people of the continent. The also Angolan head of state during the conference said that they will be able to analyze the root cause of the conflict and in a coordinated and courageous manner to find the answers they need to put a definitive end to each of them.
Persistem desafios estruturais.
Structural, institutional and political challenges persist that hinder the full realization of our continental ambition, which allow me to highlight crucial issues such as the low industrialization and weak diversification of our economies, the insufficient harmonization of trade, fiscal, sanitary and customs policies, disincentivizing economic operators and may even create political tensions, armed conflicts and institutional instability that compromise the peace necessary for any effective integration process. For this fact, I must mention that next September in New York, on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, the African Union, in coordination with Angola, intends to bring together the heads of state and government of the continent to hold a broad conference to analyze the conflicts in Africa, whose main focus should be on peace as an obligatory and undeniable good for the peoples of our continent.
Do nosso continente.
President João Lourenço also announced the need of creation and establishment and restructuring of the Agenda 2063 Development Fund. According to him, the fund should complement the work being carried out by existing financing mechanisms, which are dedicated to mobilize resources for the implementation of projects related to the construction and improvement of infrastructures on the continent. President João Lourenço reiterated the holding of conference on infrastructure in Africa set for October this year in Luanda.
Este fundo deverá.
This fund should complement the work that has been developed by the existing financing mechanisms that are dedicated to mobilizing resources for the implementation of projects linked to construction, improvement of infrastructure on our continent, and also its application initiatives linked to education, health, and new technologies that are essential and indispensable in the entire process of economic development on the African continent in the face of the immense challenges that our continent faces due to the lack of modern and sufficient infrastructure. It is extremely important that we increase investment to provide access to reliable and low-cost energy, modern and efficient roads, railways, ports and airports, and high-quality digital networks. This will certainly contribute to improving health and education services, facilitating the circulation of goods and services, reduce logistics costs, stimulate industrial development, and consequently contribute to increasing foreign direct investment on our continent.
No nosso continente.
In the meantime, President João Lourenço met in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, with his Egyptian counterpart Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The two presidents discussed issues related to the strengthening of bilateral cooperation between Angola and Egypt. In another meeting, President João Lourenço had the opportunity to discuss with Evariste Ndayishimiye, the president of the Republic of Burundi, who will be the next country to assume the leadership of the African Union for the period of 2026-2027, also issues related to bilateral cooperations.